Well, like. You played in a band, am I correct in saying that?
They had a band.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So I don't really know a lot about it, but
Donnie, Joyce, and
Jimmy Sutherland.
Right.
Boxer Jim occasionally.
Did he play with you?
Boxer Jim.
Oh, aye. Because you used to thump your bloody foot. It was nobody just like Jim Petrie.
So yeah, would you like to tell me about that? Because I find that quite interesting.
Well, we all had music lessons, and we just it just seemed to be that it just happened that we played a dance, and it just kind of snowballed, didn't it, Donnie?
So where all did you play?
Carmichael and
We were at Glen Shee.
Oh, what was it, Glen
Shee? That was something else. Glen Shee Hall.
Glen Isla. And we're once along at Finnavon.
Yes, and then what's the other little place in the Meagle area? Justin Hawk.
That's the one they meant, Justin Hawk.
Oh, right.
That's Finnavon.
But this, the hall up at Glen Shee, it's no longer there.
Right.
And when you danced, the thing moved.
It was the First War Army hut.
Right.
First World War Army hut. And yes, it's not there now, is it?
No, it's been taken down.
But it's all pretty flexible, you know. It's a real any set dancing. The floor went up and down, and the walls went out and in.
And down the farmers used to be, and they had all their booze in the back of the car, and by God, many's a happy night there was up there.
Your half bottle was hidden in the dike, in the hole in the dike.
Was that because you weren't... I know that some of the village halls were like built by the Carnegie Trust, and you couldn't have alcohol in them.
Well, they wouldn't have bar in these days at all.
No restrictions in those days.
And
especially about Glen Shee.
And at half time in Glen Shee, it was venison sandwiches and Cluey dumpling.
Always.
That was your supper.
Right,
And that was supplied.
So it was like a big organised event, and that would how would that be structured? So you had like half time, you said you'd had like food.
Well, just recognised sort of half time, I suppose.
Yeah.
The dance would maybe start at 8 o'clock and maybe about but because in those days we started playing from about 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That was a recognised
finishing time.
So judge halfway through there. Everybody knew everybody.
Dean, Lemonade and all the rest of it, but they...
We didn't
drink or and playing in the band.
Oh, no.
But if you went there dancing...
It's a good thing if you played for 6 hours.
You had a wee bottle of whiskey and you used to hide it in the hole in the dike.
Because
you knew where it was.
I've told the story, I can't remember what kind of a car Rob had, but I remember it was a sports car and it was just a two-seater and it had a long snoot on it. The time that he was half pissed, and we came down by Bridge of Cali and coming round that by bend, and the back of the car came against the dike. What was that? It was coming from a dance.
Remember he had that sports car and he lent it to you to take Mum to a boy in games.
That was not that car.
Oh, was it not that car?
No.
See,
the
quite a time, I don't
the wee sports car Rob had was a Singer.
A Viet? Yeah. Well, that was it. Because Rob quite liked the drum. He must have been dancing there. I think we hadn't been playing at that time, surely.
No.
Can you just take me through again?
When we went to the dance, the band, we hired a car from... what's his first name? Carmen had the garage at Carmichael.
Oh, Chick Carmen.
And Rob worked with him as well.
Yeah, Rob worked there.
Mm-hmm. What we used to call the Blue Moon.
The Blue Moon.
It was an old Austin 20 and it had a blue sunshade outside, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because at night it was the Blue Moon.
Oh, right, yeah.
But Chick Carmen's garage, it was across the bridge from up in Carmichael, actually.
All right, okay.
Did Jock work there as well or just Rob?
No, Rob, I think.
Rob.
Because Jock, of course, he was in the forestry and then he was
still in the forestry.
I was just going to ask again, who was all in the band and what did you play?
Jock played the fiddle.
Yeah.
Rob played the accordion. I played the piano. Donnie played the drums.
And Jimmy and
Jimmy Wilkinson, he played in Squeeze Bop.
Second recording.
Now, Jimmy Sutherland, he
lived
down in Carling. We were speaking about over from the Cochrane. Sutherland. His widow's still alive. In fact, Jock was our best man to there.
Did Bobby Brown not play with you as well?
No, he was a bit upper class.
Oh, he was beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he did.
Uh-huh. I think he played once.
And we had Billy Beach, he was a drummer, remember?
Oh, he was lovely. He used to bring me sweeties every time. Every time he came up to play, he used to bring me sweeties, remember?
Huh?
Oh, I always, always brought me sweeties.
Can't remember that.
Do you not remember that?
No.
Oh,
so
did
he probably was a drummer with the band.
I would have been.
Mm-hmm. Was Glenshee, the hall you were talking about, was that your favourite place to play? Or did you have a favourite place to play?
I don't know. We played at Enoch Doo quite a lot, actually.
Did you not play Blackwater, or was that the Hawthorn?
No, it was the Hawthorn. That's where we went to dance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. The dances were great.
That was an event.
Brilliant.
But, we knew everybody, and I was saying, folks stayed in their same employment and environment in those days. We didn't leave and so on and so forth. So everybody knew everybody.
We played at Glenelg quite a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Carmichael.
So all the people. And then Jock and I used to go and play at the Saturday night dances at Carmichael, didn't we?
Hmm?
I used to get the fiddle in the back of my bike, and Jock and I would be up on the motorbike.
On the motorbike,
to play at the dances at Carmichael in the village hall. The same village hall that's still there today.
She liked going about a motorbike.
They were Saturday night. Oh, wow, I love it. I still like it today. But I didn't get the chance. But they were Saturday night dances. You see, that was the kind of entertainment they had.
Yeah, I mean,
in the summertime.
Oh, was that? So that was the summer season?
Summertime, wasn't it?
Hmm?
That was summertime dances.
Yeah.
Aye, yeah. But Glen Isla, that was another good hall for playing it.
When you're talking like playing 8 till 2, that's quite. That's a pretty big party, you know. Like, it's not a short gig, as you would get now. Like, most people, if you're a band or something, you play now for about an hour or two hours.
About 9 and 9:30 before I really got going, but yeah.
Saturday morning, you were away at work.
Yeah. So it's a good thing that you weren't drinking while you were playing, like you said.
I was in those days, thought it shut out. You play innocent little last
night. No, you didn't drink when you're in the band.
No.
It's good discipline.